This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have Dr. Irina Scott and Gene Steinberg and J. Randall Murphy, our usual co-host. Of course, Chris O'Brien, he's offline and was not expecting to get his internet back till later today. I think the Silence Group is after him. Irina, you started to talk about someone named Bob Collins, someone whom we've heard of. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, he was identified as Condor in the program, and he worked with a person named Falcon. And Falcon was, oh, I forget.
Well, they were part of that aviary group.
Yeah. Falcon was somebody that was working for the government, and I can't remember his name right now.
Doty.
Doty is a pretty wacky character and doesn't carry a lot of credibility. We've tried to get him on the Paracast. Bob Collins was on one of our early episodes. And Doty kept saying, no, 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 no. But this is the kind of group of people you think, Bob Collins, Richard Doty, may have been responsible for things like MJ-12.
Yeah, I think they had ties to that. And they are, like, especially Doty, were kind of debunkers that were giving bad information to people. And Doty had given bad information to several people. And you don't know exactly what their contacts in the government were. And Doty was presented as being somebody high in the government that was leaking.
Which, yeah, if you could believe him, he's gone on record saying that he actually paid people to put out disinformation.
Yeah, so I met Collins, and at the time I was talking to him, I didn't know who he was, and didn't know about Condor or anything, but he had a lot of information that was just like that about what Doty had done, and about they had given bad information to Benowitz, who was a physicist, and they gave so much, he was kind of exploring UFOs, and they gave so much bad information to him that he kind of had a nervous breakdown.
Right. We had a guest on a few times on the show, one of our friends, Greg Bishop, who wrote the book Project Beta, which tells in large part about Benowitz. So he is the go-to guy for that.
Well, that was a pretty good example of the government deliberately giving people bad information. So they were tied with the MJ-12. And like Collins told us all about this alien that lived with one of the people and that likes the strawberry ice cream and everything, which kind of came from the MJ-12. And so I thought people like them were tied in with the MJ-12 and the history of the MJ-12 was sort of, it kind of started out as a fake thing to start with way back, where they were writing a book, a fiction book, and then it kind of turned out more and more, where they presented it as actual leaks from the government.
Well, this is certainly something that was interesting. This alien who likes strawberry ice cream, that came out of a new round of MJ-12 documents that was presented online couple of months back. And that one was taking the Aztec New Mexico crash seriously. And that's something that I think most of us have determined has no reality to it. Or do you have a different opinion? Do you write at all about Aztec?
No. I covered different things about Roswell, but I don't think I covered Aztec, or maybe I just mentioned it. I wrote about Collins, though, and some of the things he told us.
Yeah, that's all really interesting information. And so you'd actually had some contact with this aviary group yourself while you were employed with the department. So that's pretty interesting. And, you know, I just find it fascinating that, well, that we can determine, well, something did happen at Roswell. We don't know what. And then this whole convoluted MJ-12 affair kind of manifests itself out of these shadowy figures that are sort of connected with both sides of the story. It's really, to me, it speaks to the possibility that there really is more going on there than what they're saying. I mean, the Mogul balloon cover-up, that's obviously been debunked as well. So something went on. We can't say it was necessarily an alien craft, but definitely something was going on.
Yes, and the suggestion that it was something pretty odd, but I don't think there's concrete proof except that that phone call, that radio announcer, that seemed pretty hard evidence.
Now, also with Stan, if we could maybe switch subjects. I mean, you've taken an astronomy course, and just recently I was listening to Stan, and he's still kind of going on about the whole Zeta Reticuli thing, even though it seems like amongst astronomers that whole star map and Zeta Reticuli thing has been pretty much debunked. What's your take on that?
That's the one from Betty and Barney Hill.
That's right, yeah, the Betty and Barney Hill star map.
And this is the one that was drawn out by a school teacher, Marjorie Fish.
Right, that's it, Jean.
Yeah. I know one of the people that analyzed some of that, and what she analyzed using, she's a scientist with a laboratory, and she analyzed Betty Hill's dress from... Betty Hill saved her dress from when she'd been abducted, and the woman analyzed her dress, and it was a blue dress, but there were pink areas on it, and the pink areas were similar to where she reported that the aliens had touched her. So it was like there might have been some kind of alien molecules or atoms or something on the dress. And she analyzed it and said there was more protein, I think, in the areas that turned pink. And that was, I guess her dress was torn too. That sort of made me think that maybe there was some reality to that. I mean, it seemed like there was. But, Betty Hill reported the star map. And I don't know. There could be.
You know what I really like about you is you actually say you don't know. Because so many people will just go on and on with their own wants and beliefs and wishful thinking. And it's actually kind of refreshing to hear someone say, well, I just don't know. So... don't be worried about that. That's actually quite good.
Well, I don't, and that's... I know everybody else has opinions, and I'm kind of lacking opinions. I'm not a dramatic speaker. But that seemed a little more concrete than lots of things. But with the star map, I don't know, because I think they went over... she made the actual model and went to a lot of trouble. And when they invented computers... they looked at the same information from different angles, but I don't think they totally disapproved what she did.
Well, apparently the stars are in a different position than she was using kind of outdated information. And it turns out that the information itself was unreliable at the time. So even if it just happened to coincide with what seemed to be the information at the time, that information has now since been changed with better measurements. So the stars aren't really in those positions, and they're too close to each other really to be to support stable planets is another thing that they say, and no planets around those stars have been discovered. None.
Let's break it here, Randall. Okay. We'll go into more of Zeta Reticuli, where all those alien channelers originate from, I guess. Dr. Irina Scott with Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Please check plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com for information about the Paracast Plus. A special version of the show without the network ads, better quality audio. We also give you After the Paracast and other benefits for a low monthly, weekly, annual, five-year lifetime subscription rate. If you subscribe to Paracast Plus for 5 years or a lifetime, we've got extra benefits, free books and stuff. All those goodies, check out plus.theparacast.com. Dr. Irina Scott is here, and we're talking about her book on UFOs today, exploring, of course, all the issues with regard to a cover-up. Now, in terms of Roswell, you had produced somebody in the book that you quote, who may have been a witness or may not have been a witness. What's the story about that?
The information came to my publisher, and we were figuring out what to do with it. It doesn't in any way prove or disprove anything, but we thought it was information, and so we published it, just put it in the public domain. And this was deputy sheriff named Fergus, who lived in Big Springs, Texas. And he went with his sheriff to Roswell to pick up a prisoner. And on the way, they heard on the radio that there was a crash. And so, you know, they probably were familiar with the roads and went to where the crash was. And he said he saw an object that was 100 feet across, approximately perfectly round, and four bodies being loaded with a lift onto a truck. And they were told to leave, and so they left. And they didn't talk about it too much later because apparently nobody heard of Roswell at the time. And so that's what we had, and we decided to publish it. But we're not saying it proves or disproves anything. We're just kind of fishing for more information.
Now, I know there's a suggestion here that this may not have happened during 1947, but happened in 1953.
Well, I checked the papers, the local papers from Big Springs. Well, the sheriff wasn't the sheriff. I mean, the particular sheriff, Jeff Slaughter, wasn't the sheriff in 1947. They were written up as sheriff and deputy in the 1953 papers. So that's what I found as confirming evidence, but he said it was 1947. It might have not been that sheriff. Maybe he forgot what sheriff it was. I called the police department to see if I could find out when various people were deputy sheriffs, and they said they just didn't have any information on that. But the sheriff wasn't, they reported of Jeff Slaughter wasn't the sheriff in 1947. So there's questions about that.
Now, one of the difficult things in trying to take a person's memory and find the factual basis behind the recollection is, as the years pass, and this has been the problem with Roswell, the story is always at least 30 years old, and then it becomes 40 years old, and then 50 years old. You're dealing with all this ancient history. How do you possibly believe any of it?
Well, I don't think it's a matter of believing. I think we mainly published it just to find out if we could find out anything else. And we have been contacted, but I don't know exactly what we're finding out quite yet, so I won't say anything. But it was just kind of to make the information public and to see if we could find out any more information. So there's a lot of questions about it. It was still kind of interesting, though, because he reported this round object that was 100 feet in diameter and that sort of thing.
Now, did he report this right out at Roswell, or where exactly did he say it was?
It was on the way from...
On the ranch?
No.
Okay.
All the rest of the Roswell crash tales or stories have been... They've presented the crash is to the northwest of Roswell. And Big Springs, Texas, is to the southeast. And they reported this is between Big Springs and Roswell. And so it would be a totally different direction from all the other crashes that have been reported. But he didn't say how far off from Roswell it was. He didn't give up. He pointed to the map, but you couldn't tell that where he was pointing from in the video. And so it's just unknown, but it wasn't in Roswell.
So it may not even be connected with the actual Roswell incident itself.
Yeah, he said this was the real Christ, and he said it was 1947, but he could remember wrong and that sort of thing because it was some time later after he reported, and so that's why we were just poking around to see if we could find out anything else.
Is it really too late to ever figure out what happened at Roswell unless there's a government document we can recover?
I don't know. A government document we would recover would be really good, but I don't know if we're going to do it. I knew the archivist at Wright-Patterson, and he had an assignment to investigate Roswell and see if there's any advances that were directly tied to Roswell. And he said he didn't find anything. I mean, there were a lot of advances there, but so you don't know for sure. But he said he didn't find anything directly related to Roswell. But he may have not had the security clearances to do that either.
What's the biggest misinformation in your book that you figure we should all know about, the most important bit of misinformation that you talk about?
I think the Benowitz was kind of interesting because the government just deliberately went out to feed him bad information, and to the point where it drove him crazy. And also from what I find out at Battelle, the Robertson panel was set up by the CIA and purportedly a panel to investigate UFOs the way it was reported. That was the way it was reported to the public. Well, the people at Battelle thought that they weren't getting the right information, that they weren't giving the right information to the Robertson panel. And that's what the letter by Howard Cross was about, that he said, don't have that panel meeting yet because we don't have the information to give it to you. And they had it anyway. And Dr. Hynek was the Air Force person that was, he was a professor, but he was also hired by the government to study UFOs. And so he should have been an authority, and he was not invited to portions of the Robertson panel meetings, which sounded pretty funny. And so from what I found out, they hired a bunch of scientists to study UFOs, but they didn't give them good information, and they only had them study for like a day or two, and they concluded that they don't exist or not important in national security. And that was a way to set up, in my opinion, a fake panel to make it look like UFOs don't exist.
We have Dr. Irina Scott with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bean Self-Reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
You want to continue on that framework and that recollection, Irina, before we go on?
Yeah, I think that they set up the Robertson panel to purport to show that scientists think there's nothing to UFOs, and I think they gave the scientists false information from what I heard from people at Battelle, and that then the scientists said, well, there's no problem, nothing to worry about, and I don't think they were working with the best information at the time, and the people at Battelle didn't think so either.
Right. If I recall correctly, Edward Ruppelt, who was running Blue Book at the time, took great exception to their suggestion that his pilots and people in the military should be ridiculed for reporting these sightings. I mean, this is the person who was actually charged with investigating them at the time. And it wasn't long after that he was moved to, I think, a whole other department.
He sort of took it seriously and took an actual scientific attitude, which I don't think government wanted anybody to take, because I think they were using things like the Robertson panel to cover up their information and make appear that scientists don't find anything to it. And there was a lot of controversy over that, over their findings.
This was also back around when there was something called the Cold War going on, and if I'm recalling correctly, there was something to the effect that they were concerned that actually it was the reporting of the UFOs themselves that could potentially cause a problem by hypothetically jamming up communications and providing a distraction for more real-world intelligence involving what might be going on with the Russians.
Uh-huh.
So anything else? I mean, obviously, yes, the Robertson panel, for sure. Definitely a highlight in the misinformation. We talk about cover-ups. How do we know if there's a cover-up if we don't have the information that, you know, that they allegedly have in order to prove that there's a cover-up? Well, it seems we can only infer it.
Yeah, well, like in the Pinnacle Memorandum, which was written by Howard Cross of Mattel, I knew people that knew those people that were doing the investigations, and they were pretty serious that they needed a good study to find out what was going on. And the government didn't want to spend any money, and they set up this fake panel and gave the people bad information. And in the Pinnacle Memorandum, he had said that they need the information before they give it to the government. But the government was gave these scientists particular information. They didn't invite Dr. Hynek to several meetings, and it was sort of my opinion that maybe they were giving bad information to the places where he wasn't invited, and that maybe that's why they didn't invite him.
That's kind of reminiscent of the whole Condon Committee investigation as well, where there was people from NICAP, I think it was Kehoe, and they went and wanted to present specific, really good information from their sightings files and discovered that Condon had already reached a conclusion before any of the investigation had even really been done.
Condon didn't even investigate anything himself. He started out with that opinion that there's nothing to it, and he maintained his opinion. And that was contradicted by the data because they couldn't explain about one-third of their sightings. And scientifically, that's just, you know, baloney, because if you can't explain one-third of your data, you don't present it as being true.
Yeah, I think it was Richard Hawley prepared some extensive report with some, you know, the best of their cases. And they happened to be wandering the halls down there, the story goes, and just found that it was just lying on his desk. There was like nothing it hadn't even been looked at. And next to it pretty much was the draft of the opinions that there was pretty much nothing to it. The suggestion was is that he'd already made up his mind before reading the information.
And a lot of the people that were actually doing the investigations totally disagreed with him and the conclusions. At that time, I think it was either the Robertson, I think it was a Condon, though, where he said that any interest in UFOs by students should be quenched. And that's ridiculous. That's like brainwashing kids. I mean, why should they quench the information and the interest in UFOs by children if there's nothing to it? And I think they were giving bad information to the public on the Condon study, too.
Do you cover some of that in your book as well? A bit of the Condon, a bit of the Robertson panel?
Uh-huh.
What else can we look forward to?
Now than I did when I wrote the book. But, it seems more fake now than it did when I wrote the book. I thought those things were pretty fake then. But continue.
Oh, that was kind of exhausted my line there. Gene, have you got anything else there?
Well, I just wanted to mention something to you about a show we did last week with Peter Robbins, who was co-author of Left and Eastgate, and he worked with the late Bud Hopkins on abductions. And he had a theory, and he based it, I guess, in part on going through the morgue of the New York Times and checking their early reports of UFOs. And he theorized that in the early days of the field, President Truman dispatched members of, we'll call them the Silence Group, to visit major publishers of newspapers, the press barons around the country, and simply tell them in the interest of national security, don't take this seriously. If you're going to report a story about UFOs, make it funny. Make it just something to laugh about. What do you think of that theory?
I think they still do it because, like on our local TV stations here, when they say UFOs, they all sort of act snarky and give each other grins and roll their eyes and everything. I think that type of thing is still going on. Maybe they have specific orders to do it because maybe it's just something that came down from that time or something that newspaper or TV people and that sort of thing don't report or make it sound like people are crazy. I think that still goes on.
Well, of course, I mean, there is, to be fair, there is a lot of problems with the ufology community and the way that it's reported and the studies that go on. And so, I mean, what can we do ourselves to improve this? Like, is there a single thing that you think the ufology community might be able to do to unite on some front instead of just everybody defending their own little piece of territory and personal beliefs and theories and wishful thinking? Or how do we get people to cooperate to the standards that, say, someone like yourself would think is really worthwhile?
I don't know. I'd say sort of keep trying to push the frontiers of science to include UFO study, because that's a part of our environment. You don't have to have hard evidence such as a UFO crashing at the White House to give people the idea that there might be something to it. You can use soft information and do a lot of statistics and that sort of thing. And so I think they ought to have better sighting reports where they ask personal information about people, because people don't have to fill it out if they don't want to. Like, are you crazy? Have you ever been in an insane asylum? And study something like that, because they'll say, well, if you see a UFO, you're crazy. Well, study people that aren't crazy. Obviously, they're functioning in society just fine, and report that they've seen UFOs and that sort of thing. I think there could be a lot more pertinent data collected that could be studied through statistics right now.
One more segment with Dr. Irina Scott and J. Randall Murphy and Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Irina, let's pick up on what you were talking about for this, our final segment.
Okay, I think that one way to do it would be for the government to sponsor a real good study and hire scientists and do that. But the government isn't going to. And I think that's part of the cover-up. Because if this is something important, it ought to be studied. And so, I mean, that would be the way to do it. But otherwise, it's up to individual people and organizations. And I think one thing that would help would be when scientists have had experiences, they ought to say something about them. Such as publicizing them or admitting them in public and that sort of thing. A few people have, and that makes a big impression on people, such as the astronauts and even some of the presidents. But it'd be handy if a lot of other scientists said, yes, I've had experiences too, and reported them.
We've had a few. Gene mentioned Hynek. Of course, he's a scientist, and yourself, you've got some credentials, and Maccabee's got some credentials. But then you got guys, you know, like deGrasse Tyson, who is pretty much a hardened skeptic, and he goes around lecturing at colleges and openly ridicules the subject and perpetuates that giggle factor with people. So, you know, how are we supposed to convince those people that there's something more to it?
The debunkers have a illogical position. Because they say people are believers, they believe in UFOs, and the debunkers are people that do not believe in UFOs. Well, either way, it's belief. It isn't science. And if you say you're a debunker and you don't believe in UFOs, you're just the same as the people that believe, because what you need to do is look at evidence and see what's going on and cut out the beliefs. Just look at what evidence there is. And so I think when they say scientists don't believe, that they're not saying anything that's very logical.
Well, they would claim that if you're going to make a claim like UFOs, that the burden of proof is on the person who makes the claim. So they're just saying, well, we don't believe because there's no real evidence, and they've looked at whatever evidence, and they wish that there would be more evidence, but there really isn't anything but anecdotes and urban myths and legends and things that can't be verified scientifically. So it's kind of difficult to to counter that point, I mean, I've tried myself and I've ultimately had to admit, well, really, we don't have verifiable scientific information that proves the existence of alien visitation. Maybe it would be helpful for us to just admit that up front. Yeah, we don't have it. We think it's going on, but we don't have that kind of evidence.
But I don't think you need hard evidence, because science itself is based on probability. When you write a scientific paper, you say this is probable within certain confidence limits. I mean, science isn't something that's established and already known. It's invented so you can explore the unknown. And, for example, with the Battelle study, this came within the statistical probability limits that they would normally use on a scientific paper, that this, they're showing that the characteristics of UFOs that are never identified plus compared to UFOs that are later identified. They compared characteristics of these, and in 5 out of 6 categories, it showed that the probability that the UFOs that remain unidentified are different than the ones that are identified later, which is in the probability limits of science, of anything you'd write in a scientific journal. So I think there is evidence that something's going on within the realms of science.
That would be a good counterpoint to say that, well, we ought to think it's reasonable that something is going on, but it doesn't prove anything. So, you know, the whole issue of proof is something that seems to vary between the people who are looking at the evidence. What would you consider to be proof?
I would say if we people aren't given hard proof, study the soft proof. You can study things in science without having hard proof. I mean, science isn't there to keep establishing what's already known. It's there to explore what you don't know.
Absolutely.
One of the things I wonder about here, and possibly the key fact, is if we're looking for spaceships, are we ever going to get anywhere? Because that's what apparently MUFON is doing, for example. They claim to be involved in scientific research, but the director says he's rooting for ETH. So if you're rooting for ETH, isn't this going to lead you down a blind alley?
Well, I think that was the trouble with the Battelle study, and that it wasn't accepted because it was done by engineers, and they were looking for craft. And so they had pretty good evidence statistically that something was going on, but they didn't discover actual technological craft. So they said, well, this means nothing. Well, the statistics do mean something. And the theories that UFOs are craft might be wrong. So I think you can study something and just see statistically how it turns out without having a theory, a definite theory. So I don't know if UFOs are crafts or whether some of them are or whether none of them are. But I don't think you should set up something to prove that they're crafts, because they may not be.
What is your feeling at this point? And we have a minute or two left here. You're looking into stuff that may be beyond our reality. But you also said something there earlier about highly advanced society sending a exploration here. Would we even be able to detect who and what they were?
No. It may be the same thing as amoebas trying to figure out a television, or even less. So there could be UFO phenomena here all the time that we just don't even know about.
That implies also that when we see UFOs that appear to be something we could recognize, that's put on for our benefit.
Mm-hmm. It could be. And I've been taking courses in quantum mechanics and other things, and with quantum mechanics, you could explain some of the things that you see in UFO phenomena. For example, they'll say somebody report that these entities go through walls. Well, by regular 1950s physics, that would be impossible. But with the quantum theory, there's a things aren't localized, and you can shoot a beam at of particles or something at a barrier, and some of them will appear on the other side of the barrier. Well, if some other group were more proficient at doing that, we could show people that entities can go through walls and that sort of thing. Also, they keep saying that these stars are billions and billions of miles away and that nothing can go faster than light. Well, they've already proven quantum theory with the entangled particles experiments that something goes faster than the speed of light.
Irene, tell our listeners they want more information. Do you have a website or someplace they can check out?
What we have now is just the Amazon.com place sort of selling the book. And if they just put in the title, Amazon.com should pop up, and they can order.
You can find us on Twitter. Look for at the Paracast. That's at the Paracast. Look for two official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. Look for the official Paracast channel on YouTube. We've got over 125 shows up there. We're going to get almost every show from 2010 until the present day on YouTube very soon. We're working hard at it. Check out the Paracast Plus, where you get the commercial-free version of this show, the After the Paracast podcast, videos, more great stuff. Go to plus, P-L-U-S dot theparacast.com. Prices begin at $1.49 a week. Our price is cheap. Dr. Irina Scott, you make so much sense. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.